Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about your Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. Tick-tock. What time is it on the Creator clock? It is 12 o'clock. Today's Bible lesson, God is eternal life. So what? Well, at 11 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is omnipotent. What does that mean? Exactly what is the word omnipotent? It means that the Lord Jesus Christ has all the power over all things, the power at all times, the power in all ways. Job chapter 42, verse 2 says, I know that you can do all things, Lord, and no purpose of yours could ever be thwarted. Well, at 12 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is eternal life. So what is eternal life? Well, most people, when they think of eternal life, they see it as a future event. For believers in Christ who are uninformed on the subject of eternal life, they simply think that they're going to live with God in heaven forever in the future. Well, they're right about that. They are going to live with God in the future. But that's not what the eternal life is. See, many believers long for heaven now. They hate the trials of this life. They pine and sigh, hoping that one of these days all their suffering will be over and they'll just get to chill with God forever. Well, that will happen. You will get to chill with God in heaven in the future, although I doubt that God's going to have us sitting on our butts for all eternity in heaven. For many unbelievers, they don't think there is an eternal life. They think they come to earth, they live, they die, and that's it. There is no heaven, there is no hell. You're just done, so you better live it up while you're here. That's not correct. There is a heaven. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says this, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, believers in Christ, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, in union with Christ. There is a hell. Matthew chapter 13, verses 40 to 42 say this, So just as the tares are gathered up and burned with the fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. Matthew 13, 41. The Son of Man, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, will send forth his elect angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks. They will pluck out all the unbelievers like tares. And those who commit lawlessness, and that is the unrighteous, ungodly ones, the ones who reject a relationship with Christ. Matthew 13, 42, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. And in that literal place, the lake of fire, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hell is a place created by God for all those who want nothing to do with him. The soul once born never dies, but you get to choose where it spends eternity. Excuse me, you can spend eternity with God, or you can spend eternity separated from God. That's your choice. So what is eternal life? It is the Greek word zoe. It means a life of abundance. It means the resurrection life. It means the Christian way of living. So if you're a Christian, you're living the Zoe life right this minute. John chapter 10, verse 10 says this, The thief comes, and the thief is Satan. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, to completely wreak havoc in your soul, to get you confused, to get you worried, to get you upset, to get you afraid. But I, the Lord Jesus Christ, came that whosoever may have the eternal life, the Zoe life, the resurrection life, and have it abundantly. So eternal life is a present tense experience. It is the life right now for believers in Christ. It is a life that can withstand any trial, any tribulation. It is a life of abundance. It is a life of hope. It is a life of joy, regardless of the circumstance. The Zoe life is the exact same life God has. So the so what concerning the eternal life is that God offers us his abundant life free of charge to experience right this minute. And if you're a believer in Christ, you have the exact same life as God has right now. That's an amazing life. In John chapter 17, verse 3, inside the real Lord's Prayer, here is an excerpt from the Lord Jesus Christ's prayer to his Father, explaining the eternal life. John 17, 3, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and Father, and that they may know Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is spent getting to know God in a deep, intimate, and personal way. Eternal life is a relationship. That's what Christianity is all about, a relationship with Christ. Christianity is not about rules. Christianity is not about sin. It's about relationship. And the eternal life can't be reduced to, as it is reduced by religion, to an overfocus on our personal sins, an obsession with our mistakes, and a guilt reaction concerning how much we're disappointing God. That's a miserable life. The eternal life can't be reduced to a legalistic life of following rules, because God knows we are absolutely unable to do that. The resurrection life, the eternal life, is a life of freedom, of free choices, a life spent in relationship with the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I ask you this, what is the status of your eternal life, the intimacy between you and God? Your eternal life is that intimacy. You're either intimate or you're not. Philippians chapter 3, verses 9 to 11 say this, and may I, Paul, be found in union with him, that's real intimacy, not having a righteousness of my own derived from following the Mosaic law, but having that righteousness which is a free gift through faith in Christ, that righteousness which comes from God the Father on the basis of faith alone in Christ alone, Philippians 3:10, that I may know Christ intimately, and that I may know the power of his resurrection life to overcome resistance, and that I may know the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed in the past to his death. Tick-tock. What time is it on the Creator clock? Oh, I need one more verse, Philippians 3:11. In order that I may attain the exit resurrection from the dead. And what is the exit resurrection? It is the rapture of the church age believers, which will happen sometime in the future and will happen as the end of this present age, the church age. I've been telling my friends facetiously that if Donald Trump gets elected, we're probably at the end times. But that's political, so pretend like I didn't say that. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 12 o'clock. God is eternal life. Your eternal life is your intimacy right now with the Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only God, and it is your enjoyment of the abundant life that he is sharing with you as a result of your union with him. What's the so what of having eternal life? The so what is stop worrying and start living. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week. We'd love to have you join us over there to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.